Nedarim Perek Dalad Mishnechas. Hayim Mahalchim Bederech. So these two guys are walking on the way. Vein lo mal yeuchal. And the person that made the nether has nothing to eat. Nosin la'acher l'shum matana v'hala mutar ba. So the other guy, not the one that made the nether, the other guy can give to a third party, one of the guys that were with them, he can give him some food as a matana. And now that the third party is the one that owns the food, now the hungry guy that made the nether can now eat from it. Because the nether that he made was not on a specific food, is not to have enough from him. And this is not his food anymore. And the Farshim point out, first Yisrael, that we're dafka dealing with a case where the guy doesn't have. Now, as the Mishnah says, the guy has nothing to eat. It's not hu adin if he has something to eat. This, they're only going to be makel if the guy really doesn't have what to eat. It's shas adchak. So therefore, you can do it this way. First of all, also points out that not just this way, you can also do like where a guy would say, whoever takes care of this guy is not going to lose out. So this third party can actually feed him, and then you can pay back the third party. And the reason that the Mishnah doesn't teach this case to us is because we could be talking about a case where his friend doesn't have that food. But this is even obviously a bigger chiddush, where if your friend doesn't do that, that even you, the guy that he tried to aser on himself, you can give him food in an indirect way. But again, it's only if it's shas adchak. Im ein imayim acher, what if there's nobody else? Maniach ala sela, this is the last resort, you can leave it on a rock, o al hagader, or on a fence, vaymer and say, harei hein mufkarim l'chol mi sheyachbaitz, that he's being mafkert for anybody that wants, v'ala noitel v'oichel. And after it's hefker, the guy can go take it and eat, because you were mafkert. And like we said, it's only mutter b'shas hadchak. Chazal do not like these haramas, these like circumventions and loopholes. Rabbi Yossi oser. Rabbi Yossi still osered it. Rab points out that Rabbi Yossi osers because it's like a matana. Tosfos explains it's not that it's like a matana, it's like a gzeira because of a matana. But the Rab points out that halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi.